There's a natural trust of being in the moment, in the present, without second guessing it, through any image of self. Again, without this separate image of self, reality, actuality, comes alive. There's a kind of joy that's unhindered in the moment, whatever energies move through. A peace, whatever emotions appear to move through. As life moves on, there's an adopting and a piecing together of the story of self. This creates a whole other world, a secondary reality, or so it appears to be. An energy, a flow of energy, we could even call it that, that takes on its own life, which is still within the field of present moment awareness. So as in the broadest scope, all happens as is. The story line of life, the awareness that appears to be under it, because you can ask yourself the question, who says it should have been any different? Would that not be another concept and story about how it should be? But as it arises, it serves to see almost as if we had a choice or could control it, but still looking arises. So there's a movement of attention, is what I'm trying to say. That's what the groups are for. That's what this sharing is for. And yet, interestingly enough, that can't be helped either. And that's also part of the very sharing. But this seeing that it can't be helped does not stop sharing from arising. Having attention as this from arising. And so this is grace that it will arise that way. And so we speak in some way as if we can do something, which is another concept or idea, and something to be really conscious of as we look. And in some way, relatively, that's okay at first. It's okay to say, have attention in this way, have attention arise in that way, without getting caught up too much in the fact that we have no volition to do any of this in some way. But we have no volition to do it either. So how I share is simply be conscious of the broader scope of who we are, as we share relatively which is how it arises within the broader scope that can't be controlled, in order to look. These are called pointers. And sometimes these pointers meet us on the level of assumed doership, of assumed choice-making. So I thought it was important to just share that distinction beforehand, because already before I even share, there's a split in how it's received in this world community, in this non-dual, apparent non-dual community, as to which way it actually arises, who's making concessions to what, or assumptions. And yet that will not stop this sharing from arising. And my feeling is it will not stop the pointing, even though it appears relative and flawed, and that we're making concessions to a doership subtly. I found, even in the experience as it arises here, that even though it feels like someone's doing something or looking in a certain way or having an attention in a certain way in order to see, that when attention rises that way, availability to see the true nature of wholeness of who we are is there nonetheless, even though the road taken to it might be slightly, you know, it might be coming from a relative angle, let's put it that way, of apparent doership. So words can seem to have a heavy impact, like doership and choice and whatnot. So I use the phrase have attention as, or see that attention rises this way, or notice this, notice it this way. And I tell you, whether it seems to be shared most directly, to cut it off at the root and say there's nothing you could do, it's too late. The moment you speak and think you could do something, it's too late, is actually right on. In the same breath, I could say what appears to be a subtle deviation, if done consciously, often can be a more immediate way, instantaneous way of seeing, ironically. Why? Because it's meeting, it's a meeting place that's understandable. Sometimes the very direct cutting it at the root can just feel like too much of an abstraction, or it can feel might not be well received, simply because of the heavy assumptions and conditionings we've gone through. So there's a place for that kind of relative deconstruction with some concession involved. And it seems pragmatically, as far as workability, it really serves to share that way. And just because the words are being expressed that way does not mean that there's essentially a buying into that as it's being spoken as a pointer. So you'll find in my sharing that both ways are used. I would prefer to cut it at the root in my sharing. And you know, that's up for debate. Who knows which is more effective, what works. So all that could be shared is, firstly, as awareness, from the seeing itself, and then let the expression take its course in what feels most, will be most heartfeltly received. And if there's a sensitivity, it will certainly stop if it feels identity is being reinforced through these assumptions of self that can do anything, or that we're speaking to another in that way. There's a natural open barometer that speaks first. It's awareness speaking and using the tools of relativity. But I agree, for many it's up for debate, but I thought that would lend some clarity on it, because how I share vacillates between these two. The apparent relative, looking at something to do something, to perceive something in a certain way, and other times it'll share how blown away it is by there is absolutely nothing that can be done. Sounds hypocritical, sounds ironic. Yet both can be as effective if we don't run too heavily with the identities and just look to see what it is pointing to in a way that dismantles boundaries and separation and notions of who we think we are.